Hello, it's the 19th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Data provided by the Office of National Statistics have shown an increase in Bedford's average wage during the second quarter of this year. The 8.5% rise in income means that median monthly pay jumped from just below £2,200 to £2,346. However, only some parts of the economy benefited from the boost in pay, namely finance and business, while sectors such as transportation and retail experienced compensation below inflation. When compared to last year's numbers, unemployment is up regionally by 1.2%. On the 30th anniversary of her son Stephen Lawrence's racially motivated murder, Baroness Doreen Lawrence OBE will be speaking at the University of Bedfordshire's Luton campus. The free lecture on the 3rd of October will be open to the public. Attendees will need to register on Eventbrite for tickets online. A knife attack, which occurred on 10th Avenue in Luton, has led to a police murder investigation. Around 2 a.m. on the 16th of September, officers attended the scene around Sundon Park, where they discovered the body of a man in his 30s who had been fatally stabbed. A woman was also injured in the incident and was taken to hospital for treatment. The Luton Heritage Society, along with Football Association, have unveiled a blue plaque at the Crawley Green Recreation Ground in Luton to honour the area's women footballers. The 1967 to 1972 women's team participated in international tournaments, but were never previously recognised. One team member, Carol Wilson, said, "It means the world." That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.